the stuff that goes in my brain to judge you and to predict that what would it be for me? What's there for me? This is what it is. Okay. Before that, he was saying that, listen, the meaning in the other universe we are talking about, the meaning has some form. So our form in the other universe is relevant to our existence. But now what are we doing? We are talking to each other, but in this universe, the flying needs a pair of wings. There are two different stuff. One is this side, one is that side, and if you look around, you will see the universe is working like a machine. And he is talking about this blah, 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 when the guy is asking for what? Remember the guy? The guy is you. So you should remember him. Do you remember the guy? The guy sits down and will say, oh my God, so I'm a lazy fellow like this. You created me like this. So give me my pleasure and necessities. Which one of you don't do that? Why do you expect something to be given to you? Where did you get that qualification? Where? It is given to you here by all of this, right? But you sit down and say, okay, now serve me. Now I like to be like this, now I like to be like that. This was the point. Anybody got it? 3 pages, 4 lines. Now you should understand, what are we talking about? We are talking about that main, simple, the simplest question we were talking about in book one. In all the different arguments we talk about, Jabr Ikhtiyar. I have to do something or I have the choice. Which one is it? Which one is it? Any of you? We talked about it from book one up to here. Which one is it? Both of them. There is no anything. We say it is like this. I judge today that it's neither. These arguments, we create the arguments, because no matter what you say, I could say the opposite, and it's much feels better when you say something and I say something stronger, and everybody looks at me and they admire. Shall I go on? That's the funniest stuff that will happen to donkey. Yeah. A donkey is the same. We'll have the same judgment, exactly same big ego, which egocentric like me. This is what it is. Humanity is something added to animal life, and you could take it away. You know how simple you could take it away? No, you don't know. It's a simple injection. Hmm? simple injection, we'll cut off some stuff, you become a donkey. You'll be an animal. You eat, you have sex, and you cry, and you laugh, and you're crazy. You're silly, you don't think. Yes or no? This is what it is. What we are talking is simple. There is no choice. Right at the beginning of book 6, he proved it to you. You should remember, I told you, don't forget this. He said, choice? What a pitiful stuff to happen. If I don't have a choice, I have a life, I live. When I have a choice, I have to choose, think, learn. Ah! It's the beginning of book 6, remember? So choice is not that stuff. Don't go to divide it like that. These are all playing with the words. Arguments, like the argument you see here. The guy is lazy. Like who? Like all animals. Animal is lazy. The guy is lazy and asks for everything. Right? Then what will happen? Let's guess. What should happen? He will find, he will get the stuff, he will be happy at the ending of end of this story. Yay, he has won a lotto. Why? Because that's what we are talking about. To understand what is what, what's happening, and what the feeling is all about. Right? So, let's read the rest of the story. Peter?
Yes. Conclusion of the story of the fakir and the signs indicating the position of the treasure.
So now you're looking for two subjects, the treasure and fakir. You know what fakir is? Fakir is a very delicate stuff being used here. Because first of all, literally, fakir means poor. Period. But for us, when we say fakir, what are we talking about? We are not talking about only poverty. What kind of poverty? When we say he is a fakir, means he doesn't have the greed, he doesn't do this and that and that and that. He is happy with remaining poor because of the situation. Okay. Now here is okay, the conclusion of this stuff. Yes.
This is what was written in the scroll. Know that outside of the town a treasure is buried. Such and such a domed building in which there is a martyr's shrine with its back to the town and its gate towards the desert. Turn your back to it and face the Qibla, and then let loose an arrow from your bow. When you have shot the arrow from your bow, O fortunate one, dig up the place where your arrow fell.
Okay. Everybody understood? Everybody? What happened? Yeah? What happened? There is a trick in this story. They told him, do this, do that, do that, do that, do that. Then you will find treasure. And they know they're tricking him, because he is just you, with silly judgment. You're not listening to what I'm talking about. You're listening to yourself repeating it. So, something is missing. They told him, go there, stand like that, turn around to the north, put one of these arrows in the bow and drop it. You're not listening. I said, drop it. I didn't say, pull it, aim it, let it go. The treasure is under your feet. You have to learn to listen. That simple. Yes?
Thereupon the youth fetched a strong bow and let fly an arrow into the expanse of space, and quickly and with great joy brought a pickaxe and mattock and dug up the spot where his arrow had fallen. Both he and the mattock and pickaxe were worn out, and he found not even a trace of the hidden treasure. Every day in like fashion he was shooting arrows, but never getting to know the situation of the treasure. Since he made this his continual practice, a whispered rumor arose in the city and the people.
Okay. Did you see what happened? Drop something. You drop it. He pulled and let it go. He didn't drop it. That simple. Stupid, right? Yeah.
Now the news of this treasure became known and reached the ears of the king. Then the party who lay in ambush gave information of this to the king.
Okay, be ready for the trick. Now he's talking about the story. He wants to make the story even more complicated to have your full attention. Because he is doing all of this, everybody will take a selfie and they put it in internet, and everybody knows that this is the guy is doing this, and so on and so on. So the news went to CIA. The king said, what? Bring the fellow. You will see, they bring the fellow will give the documents to the king, and the soldiers of the king will try and throw a lot, which doesn't work. Then one day the king will say, okay, give it back to him. I don't like it anymore. This is the trick which is happening, yes.
And submitted the matter secretly, saying that such and such a one had found a treasure scroll. When this person heard that it had come to the king, he saw no remedy but resignation and acquiescence. Ere he should suffer on the rack by order of the emperor, that person laid the note before him, saying, since I found this scroll, I have seen no treasure but infinite trouble. Not even a single mite of treasure has been discovered, but I have writhed very much like a snake. During a month I have been in bitter distress like this, for loss or gain from this is forbidden to me. Maybe thy fortune will disclose this mine, O king, victorious in war and the conqueror of fortresses. For 6 long months and more, the king shot arrows and dug pits. Wherever an energetic drawer of the strongbow was,